Praise the Lord, my friends. I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank God for everyone listening to this radio broadcast. Our word from the Lord today has taken into consideration for this message a widely celebrated holiday referred to as Independence Day, or more commonly called the 4th of July. Now, this day supposedly commemorates liberty and freedom for this country we call America. Well, that's all right. Freedom, in any aspect, deserves to be celebrated as well as appreciated. So, for the sake of this message, we're going to talk about what it means to be totally set free. We're going to talk about being totally set free. So we bring you a more in-depth type of freedom on today, a type of freedom that can be observed and celebrated each and every day of your life, and that freedom is found in the Word of God. St. John 8 verse 32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And if you read on in that chapter, in verse 36, it says, "Therefore, if the Son shall make you free," and we're talking about Jesus Christ, "you shall be free indeed." Hallelujah. "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." So exactly what does it mean to be free? The American Heritage Dictionary had two meanings that I would like to share that will help us understand why it is so important to be free in Christ Jesus. First of all, the dictionary says freedom means liberty of the person from slavery and oppression. And secondly, the right of enjoying all of the privileges of membership or citizenship. So, it is the second meaning that we will elaborate and bring clearly into focus by the Word of God on today. The only way to be totally free is to be free in Christ Jesus. How is that accomplished? His Word tells us that we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free. Well, you might ask, what is the truth? I'm glad you asked. Praise God. Jesus tells us in his word in St. John 14, 6, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me," praise God. Jesus also talks about the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, that he might abide with us forever. And when I say us, I mean born again believers of Jesus Christ. We are citizens of heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truths. Well, what are some of these truths? And how can these truths make us free? Praise God. First of all, you need to know, according to St. John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Jesus would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. You need to know man needs a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. Truth is, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Truth is, wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord. Remember, we're talking about being set free. The truth, the knowledge of the Word of God, along with application to our lives, is the only way we can be completely, totally set free. Hallelujah. Truth, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But thank God he got up with all power in his hands. Truth. When we invite Christ into our hearts to become Lord of our lives, we receive eternal life. According to John 3:16, Jesus wants to be our lifelong friend. He wants us to live with him forever, now and after we die from this life. But we must make our hearts clean from sin. Truth, to become a Christian, you must acknowledge that you are a sinner and be sorry for your sins. Confess Jesus, your sins, and repent and turn from evil. Jesus will come in and live with you forever. Truth, he says in Hebrews, he will never leave you or forsake you. Do you want to be totally set free? Allow the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary for the remission of our sins wash you whiter than snow. Reject evil and do good. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Truth, Romans 8 says that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. Truth, I am totally free because according to Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Truth, I am totally free because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. Truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall be free to worship, free to praise. Truth, I am totally free because according to Psalm 55:22, the word says, cast your burdens on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Truth, I am free to love. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. I have the love of Jesus, so I am free to love. Truth, I am totally free because I am more than a conqueror through Christ. Hallelujah. And the same goes for you when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Truth, according to Galatians 5:1, Christ has made us free. I am totally free according to 2 Corinthians 3:17. It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And because I confess the name of Jesus, I belong to him and have become totally free. Because I am free, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, people of God, people of the AV Valley, and wherever you can hear this message, and let us exalt his name together. For you see, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Therefore, we that confess Jesus Christ are totally free. Now, maybe you're in bondage and need to be set free. Remember, Jesus said, hallelujah, he shall make you free, and then you will be free indeed. Maybe you've sought many other alternatives to trusting God, but today would be a good day for you to allow the Lord to liberate you, to set you totally free from doubt, fear, anxiety, stress, worry, addictions, mistrust, loneliness, poverty, fearfulness. The devil wants to keep you in bondage by telling you there is no hope. The Lord is speaking to someone out there on today, and I'm here to tell you that there is hope in Jesus, a true and living God. He is the only way to being totally and completely free. Won't you give Jesus a chance in your life? He wants to set you free today. He wants to give your life purpose and hope. Hallelujah. He wants to make you brand new and to offer you eternal life. And then if you read in Romans 10:9, it says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can be saved right now in Jesus' name. All you got to do is confess Jesus as Lord of your life. Believe that after 3 days, God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. This invitation is for you out there on today that do not know Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. May God continue to richly bless this word to your hearts on today. And may God bless you as you continue to work out your soul salvation. In Jesus' name is my prayer. God bless you.